Air was hot and dry, and the sky was pitch black in the quiet city of Mecca. A little bird sat by the window of a home, chirping to comfort a woman in pain. You see, this special woman was Amina, and she would soon become a mother to the best creation of Allah. It was almost Fajr time, and Amina's pain started to increase. All of a sudden, by the miracle of Allah, a powerful light burst through the sky and the cries of a newborn baby echoed through the small room. If you were in Mecca that night, you would have seen a beautiful bright light shining all over the sky, telling you that something special had just happened. Amina had given birth to baby Muhammad. Do you want to know what other special miracles happened at the exact moment of his birth? Well, here are a few. Shaitan began screaming as he realized he was going to lose. All the idols fell down on their faces, and the castles of the greedy kings began to crack and shake. What a special child indeed! As Amina held her sweet baby close to her, an angel flew down from the sky to the small house of Amina. He said, "Oh Amina, you are now the mother of the best creation of Allah, so name your child Muhammad, because Muhammad means the praised one, and this boy is the best creation of Allah and will become a leader over mankind. That is why everything and everyone will praise him." Amina was so happy to hear how blessed her baby was. She immediately began to call him Muhammad, the praised one. Early that morning, Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of the Prophet, rushed to the Amina's house as soon as he heard the good news. He thanked Allah for the beautiful blessing. He gently took baby Muhammad, who was wrapped in a pure white cloth, and headed towards the Kaaba. When he reached the Kaaba, he rubbed baby Muhammad against the four corners of the Kaaba for a special blessing. The news of baby Muhammad's birth traveled throughout the city of Mecca. Everyone wanted to know about the baby that had made the sky turn bright. One man asked Abdul Muttalib, "What have you named your grandson?" Abdul Muttalib excitedly told them the story of how an angel delivered Allah's message to name that baby Muhammad. However, the people still did not understand why he was called the praised one. Muhammad grew up under the care of his grandfather Abdul Muttalib. He would travel with his grandfather and help him with his business. He was a strong and handsome young man who was always willing to help everyone. Anytime someone would leave something with him, he would guard it very carefully. Soon everyone became calling him Muhammad Al-Amin, which means Muhammad the Trusted One.